Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the noon hour. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in for Jeff. Jeff will be back with you on Sunday for the Browns Radio Network. You'll be able to catch him at halftime and on the postgame. He'll be with Tyvis Powell in the postgame as well. So make sure you check him out on the Browns Radio Network. That's coming up on Sunday. Also coming up here in just a second, the chief executive officer for the Cavaliers, or Rock Entertainment Group as well, was on the morning show. Nick Barlage was on, and he talked about yesterday's happenings in the NBA as far as this gambling betting scandal that's going on right now. Poker scandal. Does it have one word to describe everything that? What would you call it? Gambling?
No, it's an FBI investigation. There's rarely one word that describes FBI investigations.
Something
outside
gate?
Of bad.
Yeah, that would be.
That'd probably be the word. If the FBI knocks on your door, it's probably bad.
Yeah, I'm going to assume. They're not looking for sugar, are they?
It is. It's something.
Especially if they have boxes with them. That's bad, too.
All right. The first thing we need to clear the air with on this. Are we allowed to crack jokes about this?
There's a part of me that wants to.
I know. I got a lot of them. Are we allowed to crack jokes on this?
Is it too soon? I don't know. Yesterday it was very serious. Everything about it was serious. Yeah, go ahead. Crack a joke.
Okay. So we have the FBI investigating an illegal underground poker ring that was rigged with X-ray technology and all sorts of different things, including weighted shuffling machines and weighted slot machines and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so the weighted, I don't know the weighted slot machine thing.
This is Jeff Phelps' question.
I could kind of understand that a little bit. But what was it? It's a weighted shuffling machine?
Uh-huh. So that specific cards were going to specific people. I don't know.
I watch those things in the casino. Those cards are flying through there. I mean, I'm sure that you could probably set it up in some way to do that, but wow.
I don't know. I'm not well rehearsed in shady doings. So first we have that. We have sports gambling that's going on with it involving current players and a former player as well. And all of it is linked to the mob. You realize, I would sign up for an 8-episode Netflix series on all of this.
It's already on its way. There's no way it isn't.
Right. I mean, I would watch this in a minute. This is outstanding. Go find Aaron Sorkin, the guy who did A Few Good Men and Molly's Game and The West Wing and all that. Have him write the dialogue for The Bad Boy. I'm in. This is outstanding. This is some phenomenal theater. You would watch this in a heartbeat. Also, the mob is in it. The mob is back. Well, they've always been, but they're a little bit. They're in the headlines again. I mean, we're one run of prohibition away from finding ourselves into the roaring 20s.
How does it? Do we have any degenerates that can explain this to me? I don't understand the whole. So there's I'm looking at it. A weighted shuffling machine is a device that shuffles items such as cards and data by giving some items a higher probability or weight of being selected before others. Like, how it's trying to explain it assigns weights, calculates the they change the weight of the card.
Again, clearly it worked. It's not like the mob does things that go awry often.
Developers, this is the video game part of it. Developers can use a weighted shuffling to influence random events in a game. For example, a rare item could have a low weight, making it less likely to be randomly dropped on an enemy. Wow. Man, I am like, you're always trying to protect yourself, right? But I like, these are things that you don't even think about. Like, whoa.
But yeah, so to catch anybody,
it's like they need to do a new Ocean's 11 so we can all get up to speed on how this
stuff. And we had a jewel heist this week.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I mean, look at it. We had a jewel heist.
What year is it?
Exactly. We're one prohibition away from the roaring 20s.
Wow.
But this is outstanding. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to what's coming next then, if that's the case.
You know what? That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. So Nick Bartowicz joined the morning show.
Yeah.
He works at a Cavalier organization.
He's the chief executive officer.
Had this to say when it came to the FBI investigation that is currently taking place in the NBA involving a former player slash coach in Chauncey Billups, a former player slash coach in Damon Jones, and a former, current player who is now on suspension, Terry Rozier.
We've been ahead of this. I will tell you, as a team member, just as a team member working in the NBA, you know damn well what the rules are. We train every single team member, every single player. You go through intensive training at the beginning of every year. You have to get a certificate. So you know what you can and what you can't do. But I want to be really clear. We've got great systems of accountability in place. You know damn well if you're breaking the rules or not. What I will not say is I won't pass judgment on any of those individuals involved because there's a whole investigation to go through and a lot to be said and done.
I think it's a fair statement. I think he's 1,000% right. Like, you seriously have to turn your brain off to not know what the rules are with gaming and professional sports.
Yes.
I mean,
it's been drilled in all of our heads.
If you work for any team, you know you can't have anything to do with it. And it doesn't matter if you're selling popcorn or if you're playing in a game. If you have access to the inside information, these teams want to shut you down, and you accept that by taking a position with any of these teams. And so, I'm glad he said it. I think he's right. I mean, you really, especially for the NFL guys or the NBA guys, like, they can't get any more. The NBAPA and the NBA do everything they possibly can to try to drill it in these guys' heads. The pitfalls of the game. Mm-hmm. They know what they are. I've seen it. I've seen them. I've been to the rookie symposiums before. And, I mean, they talk about everything. And I mean everything. Yeah, and there is just absolutely nothing that isn't discussed or hasn't been discussed, at least this is the way they used to do it, at these NBA rookie symposiums, which are, heavily driven by the NBAPA. I'm kind of surprised. I don't know if the NFL is still doing it or not. Remember, the NFL did it here pre-pandemic. They did it out in Aurora.
Yes.
They did it out of Barrington. And
yes.
So I just like, there is, Nick is so right. It's unbelievable. Like, these guys know it. How can you walk down that road? I just don't get it. You have to turn your brain off to do what's alleged in this scenario or any other scenario. Mm-hmm. And these guys know it. And how much more money? They're already in the top. Everyone, and once you play, you're in the top 1% of total income earners in the United States.
And if you know what you're doing with that money and are not throwing it around all over the place, you're set for the rest of your life that you can enjoy life of, leisure. You're in a good place for it.
I think that's the shocking part about yesterday, too. It's just like, how did they get to this point?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Silly. I think the problem is maybe the problem with the money is you think you're invincible.
Right.
You're already young. You think you're invincible because you're young. Now throw all that money at somebody who's young and they super think they're invincible.
As I said, we have no idea. The FBI is in the middle of an investigation of it. We don't have any kind of facts more than what's inside of the dossier that was released. But, like, I'm with you. I mean, we could even turn it and spin it into Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. I mean, Emmanuel Clase not being able to play in Venezuela because the guards won't let him play.
What's going on? We were talking about that yesterday. I don't understand it. He can't... The Venezuelan league won't let him play. The Guardians won't let him play. Why can't he play?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't 100% know.
Okay.
And don't really feel like.
I'm assuming there's some contractual obligation.
Contractual obligation.
No matter
what,
because remember, he's still under paid investigation.
Correct. He's being compensated. He and Luis Ortiz are being still paid by the Guardians. He's just not able to do it. Let's see here. I'm reading Evan Drellick's piece really quick in The Athletic. Class A looking to play there because the Winter League in his home country, the Dominican Republic, has barred him from pitching this offseason. Decision led Class A to this week to sue the Dominican League and its president. So because of the MLB investigation, because that's the thing, in these contracts, there's all sorts of stipulations that are inside of Major League Baseball contracts, and one of them is that you can pitch for your home country, but you can't really pitch in winter leagues for other countries.
I love watching those. Do you ever watch those Caribbean League games?
Yes, because I have a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. It is.
I'm addicted to baseball. I know these things.
Yeah, but those games have so much energy. They're so much fun.
They're fantastic.
But the problem is that you have to have armed guards everywhere to go watch something.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
It's a little...
I mean, when they put the swamp around you had issues going on.
It's a little hairy. So, I mean, more information is out there on all this stuff. But again, it's the same exact thing where it's like, guys, you have such a golden opportunity. And to just throw it all away in such a way. And who knows how this goes. Again, the mafia is involved. So, like, there could be a lot of threads that need to be untwined in all of this as to why the actions were taking place that are taking place and what are being alleged to take place. We have no idea. They're investigating all of these things. Chauncey Billups was arrested. They had him doing the perp walk both in and out. He's claiming innocence. Same thing with Terry Rozier. They're pleading not guilty on all of these things. I don't know on Damon Jones. I haven't seen that yet. My assumption is something similar.
Mm-hmm.
But like, again, an assumption. Don't know. This is unbelievable. And to anybody out there, I mean, just don't. If you're involved in any of these leagues, just don't. And especially now, I mean, goodness, to link this all together, did you see the day before college?
Yeah, this is another goofy thing.
Yeah, so the NCAA is allowing college athletes to bet on professional sports, but they cannot bet on collegiate sports.
You don't think those guys have inside information? I mean, they're playing with those guys the year before.
Right. Agreed. It's all such a mess.
It should just be it's just a gimme. Like, if you're gonna play, you can't bet. It's
don't.
Just easy. If you're gonna take a check from a team, you can't bet.
Just don't. If you're involved in these sports, don't.
There's plenty Stay of time away. When you're done.
Yeah.
Because odds are you're not gonna be there very long. If you're lucky, you're there for 3 years, no matter where you are in any sport, in any case.
Right.
That's as an athlete. Now, I don't know, maybe as an executive. You might be in a different position. All right, let's move forward. That was the bum out story of the week. Like, I still can't. And by the way, the ratings go down for the NBA. How is this going to affect the NBA?
I mean, that 8-episode Apple TV series is going to be awesome when they get that done with all this. I don't know what it happens to the NBA. That's a good question. I am. Let's see what this looks like. I wonder if people trust the integrity, because, again, we've all said this, man. The minute that this turns into WWE, I don't know how good these sports truly can be if people don't believe the outcomes are not predetermined.
Two keys in a lock. Tim May all coming up in this hour of Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. Two keys in a lock coming up. Tim May coming up. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up. Quick predicts. Yeah, okay. Shortly ahead. About an hour and 20 minutes away from that. A couple things going on here.
Before you get going here.
I was getting ready for two keys and lock.
We just had this come down.
Okay.
So remember last year during the NBA, I think the Emirates Cup is what they're calling it, because never miss an opportunity to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the courts?
Yeah.
Like Boston's looked like you were playing in a nuclear power plant.
Yeah. Are they doing that again this year?
They're back.
Same. The courts look the same?
They are.
What do they do with the courts when they're done with them?
Don't they donate them? Wasn't it you who told me that they used to donate them?
When I was in Montana, the Utah Jazz donated a court to a really small school in Missoula when I was there. And I was like, and I think they were the Eagles at the time. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just change your nickname at that point? If you're a really small high school and an NBA team... Like, if there was an NBA, if the Cavaliers gave you their floor and it said Cavs on it or Cavaliers, wouldn't you just keep it and just change the name of your basketball team? Who cares? Be the Lake Erie Cavaliers or the whatever. I mean, unless there's copyright issues or something like that. But especially something like the Jazz. I was like, just change your name to the Jazz. I don't know.
I guess. I could see it.
Do they really need to change the floor? Like, is this NBA Cup like one of the dumbest things they've ever done?
Yeah, it's only
when you play in the one extra game. Like, all Correct. Of a sudden you're like, and I'll sit here today and I'll say this and I'll be like, this is the stupidest thing ever. And then when they go to play the Hawks or the Raptors in the same, like, oh man. Cup is tonight. They better win.
You ready? Here comes the impact of this. Andy?
Yes.
Who won the NBA Cup last year?
Milwaukee.
Nice job.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well done. God, good for you on pulling that one out. See, so maybe it does matter a little bit to you.
I don't know.
The fact that you remembered it. But yeah,
I remember stupid things. Again, I couldn't remember Springer's name 15 minutes ago, but I can remember who won this dumb cup. Like, I know, like, every time I see this cup, I think of the MLS and I think of soccer, and I know you're going to love this conversation. But I find it interesting they play this U.S. Cup, right?
Right.
And it's during the MLS season.
Right.
And I caught it. Columbus lost to Pittsburgh.
Correct.
The River Hounds this year.
Correct.
Like, how does that happen? That would be like the Clippers coming up and beating the Guardians.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Give me another example. It'd be like the Charge beating the Cavaliers.
That is correct.
How does that happen and why?
Right game plan, a little bit of luck. I mean, we watched it in the NCAA tournament every year. You know, all of a sudden that three-point line has become the great equalizer, and here we are rooting on the University
That's different.
Baltimore.
I'm sorry. College basketball is totally different than this.
But it's kind of the
especially now
idea.
Because college basketball has just kind of leveled itself out.
You get a goal, you get two goals, you park the bus, and hope for the best. And sometimes
Crew lose to Pittsburgh AAA soccer?
Again,
you
get a goal, right? You get a little bit of bad luck for your team. Get a goal, other team parks the bus, and here you are. I mean, that's kind of how this stuff ends up.
I'm sorry,
going.
But
it's
like when I look at that U.S. Open Cup stuff, I mean, it seriously sounds like you have walked into a AAU gym or into an ice rink watching a hockey time tournament. Like, okay, let me look at some of the names of these teams.
It's awesome.
Oh, the Charlotte Independence.
Yep.
The Virginia Dream. The Hartford Athletic, One Knoxville Soccer Club. Mm-hmm. The Spokane Velocity, the
darn
Tacoma
right.
Defiance. Seriously, it sounds like you've just walked into a rec league.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Dusters.
It's that way in England as well, in the UK. It's the same exact way for the FA Cup. It's the same exact thing where you're basically just like, okay, everybody's in the pool. You pay your fee, you get in the pool.
We do agree this Emirates Cup is stupid, right?
Like, I think it's ridiculous. I know they're just trying to get as much money as humanly possible.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
So I can't even remember. How does this thing work? Do they change? They don't change your regular season games.
No, the regular season games are still played. They're just weighted a little bit differently.
All they did was, and there's one extra game. So someone's got to, some team is going to play, what, 83 games, right? Two teams will play 83 games during the regular season. What? Somebody say something?
No, my buddy who's as good as they come, text me. He goes, you know, the play-ins for the Open Cup is starting right in October here. Cleveland got knocked out by Akron last week for the Open Cup.
Oh,
Cleveland
really?
Soccer Club, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to Akron.
Akron, yeah.
But that's not University of Akron. Wait, why don't they let the NCAA teams into this?
I don't know.
What's the name of our Cleveland team? Do you know?
Cleveland Soccer Club, Cleveland SC.
Oh, that's all it
They're
is?
They're awesome.
Cleveland SC?
Great game. Go check them out. They're fun.
They play Cleveland State? Where do they play?
They played at Cleveland State in the past. They played at Baldwin Wallace for a little bit as well.
I thought I saw plans for the new Wolstein Soccer Center.
Might be that too.
Did that come out last week or something? I saw
that's
that.
A good question.
Actually, it looked pretty cool. Made me into it. Maybe I thought about going.
Yeah, but we've been through this enough times when it comes to the Brown Stadium and renovations of the lakefront.
I don't know. When I was a kid,
cool.
I should have said, I saw Terry Pluto's got a new book out, by the way.
Yes.
But Terry Pluto worked for the old Columbus, or the old Cleveland, was it Cleveland Cobras soccer team? When we had a pro team, it was before you were born.
My buddy chimes in, who's chimed into all these things, going, the Crew always loses in that tournament because they play their academy kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that's what they do over in the UK as well. They'll play their lower levels against these teams.
All right, I can buy into that. But Terry used to be, Jeff always says this, I didn't realize it because I was too young at the time, but Terry was the PR guy for the old Cleveland Cobras, played at Baldwin Wallace. And we were kids, we would go watch them play. It was awesome, man. I loved it. It was really cool, especially because Baldwin Wallace had like the first turf field in Northeast Ohio. I don't remember anybody having turf before Baldwin Wallace. And so then you had this pro soccer team playing there, and so we would go watch that. I wonder how pro soccer would do here in Cleveland. I wonder how they'd be. All right, can we get to the Browns here? Can we do two keys in a lock?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Time now for two keys and a lock. You know, we do this every week. We talk about things that are going to happen on Sunday. There's two keys, things we think are going to happen, and then we'll give you a lock for what we think in this game. So it's just me and Dan today, so we'll take our time on this. What is key number one, Dan Menigan?
Run the damn ball. I think they stumbled into something last week against the Dolphins. How good Quinshon Judkins was. Dylan Sampson in between there as well, and how they were able to help supplement that offense and help the defense out by running the ball and controlling the clock. They found an explosive run in the run game, or explosive play in the run game. Maybe they could find a couple more in this run game as well. The best friend of an ailing offensive line is the run game. The best friend of a rookie quarterback is a run game. That's why key number one, run the damn ball.
All right. Key number one for me is somebody please step up at wide receiver. Maybe we had a little dash of Malachi Corley last week, a pinch of Gage Larbonnet. No, he didn't even have a pinch. I don't even think he had a target last week. Maybe a little, a little doppel of Isaiah Bond. I'm trying to think of Jamari Thrash, somebody, Jerry Jeudy. Can we have like big game? How about 125 yards? Maybe two touchdowns from somebody? Can one of the wide receivers please stand up this week? That's my key number one. It's more of a beg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's kind of what Two Keys and a Lock turns into every so often.
Here we go. Key number two, Dan.
Key number two for this game. The Browns defensive line needs to obliterate the Patriots offensive line. And I think they can do that. I think the way that Malik Collins is playing, they can do that. I think the way that you're seeing Myles Garrett, you got a rookie left tackle out there in Will Campbell. Like, you have got to obliterate that line and get Drake May having to think about, okay, I got to get this ball out super fast or else I'm about to be laying on my back quite often and looking up at these clouds. Like, that's going to be, to me, the number one thing in this game is key number two, obliterate the Patriots offensive line and get Drake May on his back.
Well, unfortunately, you took exactly what I said because it was pressure Drake May. What has he been sacked? 22 times this year already? He's been sacked more than three times, let's just say that, in all but two games. Twice, and it was the win against New Orleans and the win. In fact, that's not actually a fact. All right, so they need to. I love doing this on the fly. They need to sack this kid, man. He's got to be looking at stars all game long. And that offensive line will collapse. And if they can put that kind of pressure on him, you're 100% right. But
when you disrupt the timing, too, which is a timing offense. And if you can disrupt the timing, you're going to throw the whole thing out of whack.
Mm. All right, let's go to the lock. Yeah, they got to get to him. All right, Dan, give me a lock. You want me to go?
My lock for this game. Myles Garrett, 3 sacks.
Myles Garrett, 3 sacks.
Not one, not two, but 3. Yeah.
Wow,
I think you are going to see Myles Garrett moved all around that defensive line.
Oh.
I think he is going to be in the backfield quite often. I got a feeling he is going to have his day with Will Campbell in the left tackle spot. 3 sacks for Myles Garrett. He is going to be a menace. They are going to be using... It's going to be like the Packers where we were all laughing at him because they were lining up 3 offensive linemen at one point to stop him in a line. I got a feeling it's going to be the same thing. Myles Garrett is going to be a menace in this game. 3 sacks, locking in.
I'll go with my weekly lock, which is always seems to be pretty close to right, and that is that a tight end will have a touchdown, whether it's David Njoku or Harold Fannin Jr. One of those two guys is going to find the end zone again this week because that's been the most reliable thing in the Browns offense consistently because Judkins didn't play early in the season. I'm going to give you another thing that I think is a lock in this. As much as you want them to run, I think the Browns will pass the ball more than you think. Give me a number of how many times you think the Browns are going to pass this week. Where do you want it to be? Where do you want it?
Let's start here. My heart says 23. My brain says 33.
Yeah, I'm going to venture to say they throw the ball more than 30 times this week.
My heart says 23, though.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I have this gut feeling about this game where we're all sitting here going, oh, run. This is going to be great. Now they're going to use the run to establish the pass. And Quinshon Judkins, all right, this looks awesome. This is great. And then, boom, you're going to turn around. You're going to look at the stats. He's not going to throw the ball 52 times again, but I think he's – I'm not even going – I'll lock it in here. I bet they end up throwing the ball 35 or more times this Sunday.
I want you to be wrong.
I want to be wrong, too.
I want you to be wrong because I just don't think it's a formula for success with this offense.
I'm sorry. I know. You know who's never wrong? Tim May. Tim May Show with Clay Hall. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tim May, he is a super friend of the show. And, of course, you can always hear him on the Tim May Show with the great Clay Hall. He is Tim May on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Sir?
I'm kind of hassled at this exact moment. I'm down in North Carolina. I was visiting with my daughter who moved to North Carolina, Sneed's Ferry, east of Wilmington, earlier this year. And I'm going to pick up my baby brother, Tony, who is going to be 68 in December. Pick him up at the Charlotte Airport on our way to Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide take on the South Carolina Gamecocks.
You are our second guest that's going to the game. I don't know if you remember Brian Anderson, who was a former pitcher for the Indians. And he's the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He will also be in the game. Why don't you pick up Mike Gleason while you're in Charlotte, our old friend from 10TV, and why don't you head down to the game with him, too? We could have a little old reunion here. It'll be fun.
I could pick up Paul Feinbaum, too. You know, he lives in Charlotte, I think. Even though he's going to run for senator or whatever it is from Alabama.
Is that what he's doing?
Hearing you guys talk about this, I want to hop in a car.
I think we're going to go, too.
Yeah, we should hop in a car.
I think it's called dual citizenship, the way I look at it. But the bottom line is, yeah, it's the place to be. I wish I'd waited this week to buy my tickets instead of 2.5-3 months ago. But it is what it is, right?
So do you figure on your weekend off for a guy that enjoys college football and, you know, covers it for a lifetime, you're going to go watch more college football?
Well, my baby brother, Tony, who I like to say is going to be 68. I like to add that in there.
Yes.
My dad took me and my older brother, Ben, to Alabama home games from 61 to 64. You know, that's where we grew up in Alabama and then moved to Texas when I was 11 years old, 1965. But I've only been to one Alabama game with my baby brother.
I
have 3 brothers. I was second oldest. The other 2 didn't get to go with us to the other games because they weren't old enough, even though they did get older during that span. You know? but the bottom line is, the only game Tony and I have watched together is with the whole family was the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl against Oklahoma back in 1970. Really, really the game that changed Alabama football history because that's when Bear Bryant decided, hey, we got to go to the wishbone because they had just played Oklahoma, which had Greg Pruitt, former Brown.
That's correct.
Former Brown, great, actually. They were running the wishbone offense. They had just switched to it, I think, earlier in the year. And Barry Switzer was the offensive coordinator who convinced Chuck Fairbanks to go to the wishbone. But my point is, it changed Alabama history because Bear, you know, in the offseason, picked up the wishbone, practiced it secretly, and, you know, they had been bushwhacked by Southern California in that major, 42-21 the year before, and all of a sudden they unveiled it against Southern Cal in the Coliseum there in the season opener and upset them. You remember Johnny Musso, some of the great names, you know, of the past in college football. He was a running back for us. My point was that was a turning point game. I don't know what this game is going to be because South Carolina was projected to be a lot better than it is right now. And that's why I said I wish I'd waited until this week to buy my tickets off the black market.
All right, let's talk about
AKA resale site.
Yes, that's exactly. We need a scouting report from you on Simpson and on Lenora Sellers when we talk next week.
Seriously, I think the fees and everything they charge you are more than the actual ticket now, you know, for this game.
It's true. Hey, let me go back. I know he just asked you for a preview for next week, but can we go back to Ohio State, Wisconsin for just a week ago because we only get to talk to you once a week? The game was so out of hand that they quit doing stats at the end of the third quarter when it was 27-0. Did you catch that?
Absolutely, I caught it. The old saying goes, stat broadcast just said end of – It actually
end,
said,
of,
end
game.
Of game.
Yes.
Yeah, I caught that big time, and number one, so did everybody else. You know why add hurt to misery? I guess
that's right.
The motto.
It's like watching one of those kids games where they would either go to running time or just say, you know what, we're only going to put 14-0 on the board, and we'll just call it.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like.
My
last
uncle
week.
Is quite grumpy. You didn't take Luke Fickell home with you.
Yeah,
just want to point that out too.
Luke, man, Luke is a better coach than what they're showing, and. You know, sometimes as I remember this, John Cooper, I'm walking in his office the day that Texas hired John Makovic from Illinois. You know, the guy who always wore the tie and the coat and everything, and which is nothing wrong with that, by the way. And Coach Cooper said, Tim, what do you think about this hire? Because he knew I was from East Texas. We used to talk about it all the time. And I said, my take. I think John McAfee is going to be a nice piece of furniture in the wrong living room. And I was right. I mean, obviously, but this just, you know, this hadn't been a fit. And then when you lose your starting quarterback 3 straight years, that's pretty. That's a lot of tarot cards, T-A-R-O-T, tarot cards telling you this ain't it. This ain't the fit. And so we'll see what happens with Luke. But, I mean, I think they've – By maybe not letting him go last week, they just put him on the green mile, I think.
Oh,
no, I don't mean the pun there, but we know Oregon's major color is green, and you kind of worry about everybody. But I mean, they're going into Oregon, which just bushwhacked Rutgers after getting bushwhacked themselves at Autzen Stadium the week before by Indiana. This could be a Who knows? It might be the greatest victory in Wisconsin history, but it sure looks like an ambush, a bushwhack.
The legend Tim May joining us. Of course, you can hear him on the Tim May Show with Clay Hall as well on the Fan Hotline. All right, Tim, this is a little off the beaten path, but I'm interested in what you think of this. Did you see yesterday the news coming down that college kids are now going to be able to gamble on professional sports, but not able to gamble on college sports? What do you think of that?
Well, what I think about that is who says they haven't been doing it already? You know, you can get on your computer and pretty much do anything you want. So, you know, unless they're tracing everybody's computers, but sometimes you just have to give in to the fact that it's probably already going on, and why make it quote illegal? If you investigate this guy, then you got to investigate his teammate, then you got to investigate that guy. And then, you know what I mean? Down the road, I won't name every guy. You have to investigate because that would eat into my time here. But the bottom line is sometimes you just got to understand that it is going on, that it's legal now, et cetera. I'll never forget, I did a big thing on gambling. Shoot, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was where, you know, basically you could only really sports wager in Nevada and I think New Jersey or Atlantic City.
Right.
More specifically. But you could wager online. I think even wagering online might have been against the law. I'm not sure, but there was offshore sites you were checking into. And I had I took a guy and a student, and I had him go into the library at Ohio State, you know, the big old tall library there in the middle of campus.
Yeah.
And use our internet, because back then internet wasn't as wide open as it is now. And I had him put a wager on, I think, Ohio State and whoever they were playing that week. And just to show that it was going on and that it was really, if you had the wherewithal, you could do it. So my point is, it's legal almost everywhere now, right? I mean, just like this young Ohio State commitment who is suing for the right to have an NIL rights in Ohio. There are only, what, six other states that don't allow NIL rights for high schoolers now. And why would six or seven, why would all those states be wrong and your six or seven be right? You know what I mean? So obviously want an injunction on that at least. But the bottom line is life moves on, you know, either keep up with it or get out of the way.
Does that matter at Ohio State, Tim? Does that matter? Sorry.
Does it dude, there's a casino about 6 miles as the crow, maybe not even that, as the crow flies from Ohio State campus, you know, Hollywood Casino, where you can wager on Ohio State football in their sports book and everything else. So.
Well, if the original casino would have passed, it would have been down in the Arena District, right?
Correct.
So
that is correct. But they moved it out. They moved it into the hinterlands.
Yes.
But anyway, well, that's where we've done the tailgate show on 97.1 The Fan on the away games.
Hmm. All right. So, Tim, let me go back to that high school NIL thing. How does that affect Ohio State?
Well, it affects it largely. You know, imagine number one, you're a high school guy and you are popular. Mm-hmm. Then number two, imagine you're a high school guy and you've committed to Ohio State. And, you know, a lot of people think you can help their business in one form or fashion by being, in essence, a spokesman. You know, whatever you want to call that person who does commercials or ads for or public appearances for a place where that place thinks you can enhance their business. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But you can enhance their business. Of course, it does. It helps Ohio State, but it really helps the young man,
right,
or woman, or woman.
But I mean, it's not going to. I mean, high school NIL isn't going to affect Ohio State. Other than the fact, I mean, that they could, I mean, that's what I'm asking.
No, well, I don't know what you mean by.
I don't know. Does it? I mean, if you're the head coach of Ohio State, anything, and now all of a sudden you've got a kid that committed to Ohio State, he's still in high school. And he's got NIL money coming in. Does that matter? Is that good for Ohio State?
No.
Is that?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything eligibility wise for, you know, one way or the other. Of course,
right.
And number two, I don't know why. I guess what I'm where I'm lost is I don't know why it would hurt Ohio State for a guy to come in. I mean, when Quinn Ewers showed up, he had kombucha, however you pronounce it, and I think another NIL deal. That's the reason he left high school. In Texas, because it wasn't, it was against the rules then.
Right.
I wasn't going to say illegal. You know, illegal is different from against the rules. And now, you know, and he showed up already with an NIL deal. So, no, I don't think, of course, he ended up going back to Texas, but that's a whole different anecdote there.
And we got to see him last week play against Browns. Tim, I have 30 seconds. I need you to tell me, is this bye week a good thing or a bad thing for Ohio State?
It is what it is. I think it comes at a good time. You've got a 5-game stretch run, and it allows you to really adjust your focus in. Yes, Penn State lost its head coach and its starting quarterback, but Penn State's a much more talented team across the board than UCLA, and we saw what that switch did for UCLA immediately. Now, the bad thing was Penn State went against Iowa in the first week and gave up a big lead. But this is a talented team they're going to be playing. Maybe the most talented team left on their regular season schedule. So I think it's good for them to refocus and get their feet on the ground. But when you're number one, man, it's always good.
There you go. All right, Tim, thank you very much. Enjoy the game this weekend. We'll see. We'll look for you in the crowd, Alabama and South Carolina. Thanks, man.
Give the man, Tim. Yeah. Talk soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.